God damn it. They didn't think we was going to do it, but we are back up in this thing, man. We all up in this thing. Foo, how you feel, good brother?
I mean, I feel awesome.
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
I do.
You look amazing, nigga.
Well, thank you.
The hairline is impeccable. Your shirt is very festive. Your jeans match. Like you got a Miami ass outfit on. That outfit screams Miami Club Live.
That's how I felt today.
God damn.
LA had opened
clean.
Up. LA had opened up about 35%. So I was like, you know what? I'm putting on something. I want
to
go outside.
That ain't all the fit. There's more to this outfit. That outfit don't stop there.
Oh, no.
There's another layer to that.
Nigga got a jacket.
Let me tell you how clean you are. When I pulled up, I said, where this nigga finna go? I thought we were going some other place. I thought.
Like, we shooting somewhere else?
Oh,
we shooting on location.
Oh, we're on location. Okay, I thought this nigga got ready. I CBS or something. Like, we're going to be shooting the CBS today. So, nigga, this is a CBS shirt. This shirt say, I've been signed. I got a couple of dollars.
Signed by somebody.
Man, I'm so ready, fool, to get this surgery, like my grandmother called it.
Surgery
out. I have never been so ready to get my goddamn ankle opened up. You know, because I can't put my shit on the ground at all. Mm-mm. I fucked around. Meaning I'm on my crutches and fucked around and forgot I ain't got no right foot. I don't have a right foot. I ain't got no right foot.
No right foot.
Just think about that for a second.
Right foot.
We take it for granted. My right foot is null and void. But I'll forget. My mind be going 1,000 miles. I'm going 1,000. I put my feet laughing it out and fucked around
and just let it tap.
Nigga, a tear, a glory tear. Remember when Denzel
got that one stream?
Nigga, a tear just ran down my tree. I even picked that bitch up. I said, oh no, wait a minute. Who just hurt bad? I picked that bitch back up. Hard at height. Bro. So my doctor called me today. The nurse.
Okay.
Shout out to my nurse, Michelle, man. She's leaving tomorrow. She's transferring to a closer place. She lives in the IE. She called me today. She says, D, how you feel? I said, I'm nervous as shit. About to cut me off. What do you mean how I feel? I feel nervous. About to go to sleep. She said, well, I know you know, in the pre-op, we went over everything with you. You know, you can't eat anything after 12 midnight. You can't drink anything because you have to fast. You can't smoke anything 24 hours prior to. I said, well, you can scratch the 24 hours prior to. That's currently happening.
I've spoken as we speak.
That's a joint in the trade.
You should have called me 4 hours ago.
You should have told me this yesterday. 24 hours. I said, listen, I'm not going to stop that. Now I'll stop at 12. But I'm not going to just go raw. I'm not going to raw that thing out.
There's nothing that hurts like that except one other thing.
Oh, shit. What?
A motherfucking toothache. Like a toothache when you a grown ass man will revert you back to your childhood. Like you will be ready to die or kill anybody in the vicinity. Like my, you know what I'm saying? My right side, I ain't chewed on the right side of my mouth in 7 years.
But
I went in there, that bitch was like she said $10,000. I said, oh bitch, I don't gotta use that thing.
Right side of my teeth is seven years.
Cause see, this is me. Damn fool, get it pulled. I'm not getting no crown. I'm not getting shit fixed, molded. No, bitch, pull it up out of there if it ain't right. Get it out of there. So I got like 4 in the back missing. I ain't shit back here, nigga. I chew like a rabbit, nigga. It's all in the front. That's why you niggas, I'm always chewing like off to the side or with my hand like this because it's like, ain't shit on the side.
This nigga said, I haven't chewed shit with the right side of my mouth in 7 years.
That right side is deadly.
You
nigga,
don't even put shit over there.
A Fruit Loop will ruin my day.
Gone.
On that right side. A piece of pepper, salt, anything. Get down in that hole, nigga, it's over. I'm like, but you know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I'm at, I was at, what's the name? The J Spot. At the J Spot, got a toothache, but I'm here to get this money. I'm in the back. I am dying. They like, fool, you gonna be all right? No.
No.
Bruh, swear to God, Here's where people stop believing.
You headlined too.
I'm headlining.
So you got people in front of you.
Exactly. So I'm waiting on them to get done. Some niggas going over there. This the time. This the night when niggas going over their time.
Don't run the climb. Not right now.
You want to fight them.
Right.
So I'm midway. I'm finally about to go up. I'm standing back there. I'm going crazy. It's this old school OG nigga. Like, I'm talking about Cali to the max, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he all in here with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he there. Full accent. Hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't fucking around. Old school nigga. Big, though. You know what I'm saying? Dark skin. Still got his fitted on. L.A. Dodger fitted. Like, he for the shits. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I'm back there, and he like, he's like, what's the deal? Cuz, I see you over there with your head down. You been like, you cool? You know, you nervous or something? I was like, no, bro. I was like, I got a motherfucking toothache. He was like, shit, for real? He said, hey, cuz, I been shot 5 times, nigga. And I tell you right now, this shit don't feel nothing like a fucking toothache, cuz. I was like, nigga, you ain't got to tell me. I know. I was like, because I'm going through it right now. That nigga told me, he said, bro, if you trust me, I can fix it for you. I said, what? Now, immediately I thought, this nigga finna punch me in my jaw. That's the first thing that came to my mind, because, like, that's the type of shit niggas in the hood say. Hey, I shoot you in your foot so it don't hurt your mouth no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, just switch it up, like, you know, which one you want to go with, like,
right?
You pick the lesser of two evils, nigga. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what's the deal? Like, cause I'm at this point, I'm down for anything, and I
fix me.
Here's why I'm letting him. This is why I'm listening, cause I just heard him say not too long ago, like, and because he was somebody said something to him, and I heard was, hey, cause I just get out the joint, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I say, yep, he know what he talking about. Whatever the fuck remedy he finna give me, he know what he talking about.
Right.
The nigga said, hey, cuz, you smoke? I said, yeah. He said, you got a cigarette? I said, yeah. He took the cigarette. I took the cigarette out. He said, hit it a couple times. I lit it. I hit it a couple times. You're not supposed to smoke when you have a hole in your goddamn mouth. What happened is the air.
The hole is in your teeth?
The hole is in my in the tooth. Oh. And the nerve is exposed in the gum. So when you smoke it dry it out and that motherfucker get tight and right. it's like hurting, and then the air gets down in the hole and it makes an air pocket, and that shit is inside your motherfucking mouth doing like this. So I'm sitting there struggling. So he say, hit. I said, man, they told me I can't smoke. He say, hit the cigarette, cuz. I was like, all right, nigga. So every time I hit the he say, is the filter turning the colors yet? I look at the filter to change colors, all gray that you look at. He say, now, put your finger in there and pull the filter out. He say, now, break a piece of it off, cuz, and take the filter and jam it down in that hole. He say, pack it down in there. Bro, I swear to God, as soon as I put that goddamn filter in that hole in my tooth stopped hurting immediately. The whole right side of my face went numb immediately. I don't know if it was the nicotine or what, but that shit died, nigga. I went on stage and murdered that motherfucker. Didn't feel nothing.
Nigga, what cheerio.
Got off stage 10 minutes later. 10 minutes later, I'm about to die again. But for that moment, shit, I was straight, bro. Like, he said, hey, as soon as you put it in there, it's gonna be instant, cuz. I said, bro, I in my mind, I'm like, okay, I feel you. I think it's gonna work. But, like, instant. No, it was instant. Like, hey, man.
I'm back.
You some kind of magician or something? What type of OG magician?
I think you're talking about Butch. I think his name, Butch, dark skin guy, old school. Butch hang around the same, they all hang around, they do like the same rooms, they do like the hood rooms. Like a lot of the comedians, they do like the hood rooms. And Scruncho wanted me to do his room. And he had been asking me to do his room. He was like, hey, little homie, when you gonna do my room?
Man, that nigga Scruncho was crazy. And I was like, in a good way.
Right, I was like, I'm gonna get to it, you know, give me a minute, I was on the road. So I'm always on the road, so I was like, I don't know when I'm gonna get to. One Sunday, I knew I was gonna be off, so he asked me during the week, he was like, hey man, hey cuz, you gonna do my room?
Where's it?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know. But I know it's gonna be in the hood.
Oh yeah. You know that.
For sure it's gonna be in the hood. So I said, you know what, Squatro? I'm going to be in town. I get back in town on that Sunday. I'm going to be tired, but you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to come do your show. That's what I'm talking about, little homie. That's why I fucks with you, little homie. The homie's going to show you love. They're going to appreciate your comedy. All right, cool. Get off the plane. I forget about the show. I've been performing all weekend. I forgot about this Sunday show. I just want to go home and go to bed. I get home, get a phone call. I see Squatro. I'm like, damn. What's up, little homie? You ready for the night? I was like, yeah. Okay, little homie. Get there like 7.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Damn. Okay.
7. All right. Yeah, they usually start on time.
Okay.
All right, in the hood?
Okay.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Back at 8:30 show, 11:30 start.
I'm going last. So okay. I'm not going to get there at 7:30. I'm not getting there at 7:30.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm getting that last. I'm going last. So I get there at like 8.
I like to get there 10 minutes before I go.
Right before I go. I'm trying to time it.
I don't really want to do shit.
I
want
to go in. I'm going to do my 30-minute set, and I'm out of there. I'm trying to time this bitch. I get there. Parking lot is full. And we are in this. They've reconstructed the place. It used to be a lot of things.
I love them type of place. You
it
get
used
there,
to be a lot of things.
You get there, it's like just this random hose hanging from the seat.
Oh, all kind of shit in here.
Oh, this used to be a car wash.
What is this?
The fuck?
I get there, it's packed. It is packed.
Now, that nigga has a cult following.
I walk in, it's packed. And everybody in there got on blue. The whole room got on blue. Everybody got on blue. I know what this is. Ain't nothing but a gangster
party.
Now, I said, oh, shit. You walk up to me, what's happening, little homie? What's happening, man? Hey, man, you going to murder this bitch. All right, cool. I see another dude standing, like, across from me. He's trying to figure me out. Like, he's like, D-Lay, what's up? Oh, shit. Now, he's sitting there talking to another dude who I'm sure just got out of jail. Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
I'm almost positive.
I'm sure. And I'm sure he's in the gang. As a matter of fact, I know he's in the gang because he got Crip on his neck. So I know he's in the gang. I'm not thinking about it. I can ascertain that right now. He is definitely
he got a tattoo in the gang. Full-time Crippin.
Crip on his neck. And listen, I know he just got out. He said, hey, he said, the dude that, you know, that was like, let me get a picture with you. He was like, hey, big homie, can you snap this for me? And he's like, yeah, hand me my phone. This is how my man got the phone to take the picture. He looked at it first like, what the fuck is this? Got it? And he said, oh, okay. He was just hit that button right there, little big homie. Just hit that button. He was like, for sure. Man, appreciate it. All right, cool. He said, just look at it. He took a look at it. Nigga, our heads is cut the fuck off. You don't see nothing but Nick. He was like, that'll do.
Yeah. You ain't asking that nigga again.
Number two. You not asking me to snap two.
You barely got that one.
Hey, bro.
Like,
tell him that's D-Lay arm. Right. That's his arm. Niggas will believe that. You better be glad. Don't ask that man for another picture. Don't you do that. He know not to ask that nigga for another picture. I just got out of jail.
All right. That'll do.
Let me fuck around and bite your phone. Don't take no goddamn picture. Bite your shit. So this crowd is a good crowd. Now, the stage ain't really a stage. It's like a step up, and it's carpet. It's carpet on a little step up. It's about the size of this room, and right above your head when you're performing is a ceiling fan. A house ceiling fan. So I'm sitting back, and I'm looking, and I'm about to go up next. And the other guys on stage, Scruncho's in the back with me, and he's talking to me.
He's at a house.
It's a house ceiling at the comedy spot. You heard me. It's a house one.
Okay.
And there's a string that's coming from the bead at the comedy club. So, Scruncho is in the back with me, and he's kind of giving me a rundown. He was like, hey, man, listen. I know you like to work the crowd, you know what I mean, do your thing, but the big homie right there in the corner, you know what I mean? I said, oh, yeah, my man, who is that? He said, that's the big homie.
Let him live.
He said, don't talk to him. I said, don't say nothing to him. He said, no, don't say nothing. I said, but he's asleep. He sleep.
So what? The man
is. So I said, he said, yeah, just do your thing. Just don't talk to the big homie. I was like, all right, cool. So first thing I was like, I got to address, because I'm probably the only one that's not a Crip in there. So let me just get right. But the crowd is great. These motherfuckers are laughing. They're drinking, having a good time. So I go on stage, and I'm in my set. And every time I hit a punchline, I pull that goddamn string on the ceiling fan.
Nigga, I know they was losing it.
I said, y'all got a goddamn ceiling fan, a living room ceiling fan at the comedy club. Does this motherfucker even work? I pulled it because I didn't know if it worked. Shank, shank. That motherfucker started turning. I said, this bitch work. Tell you what I'm going to do. Every time I hit a punchline, I'm going to pull that bitch. And I get up to it. I'm getting to it. Yeah, yeah. I'm going good. But out my peripheral, every time I'm performing, I see that nigga sleep over there. I can't take it.
I'm like,
off the five heartbeats. I can't take it, JT.
I can't take it, JT. That's my music.
I can't take it. I said, hey, wait a minute. Hey, how long has this nigga been asleep? Crowd laughing. I say, man, somebody got to wake this nigga up.
Say, bro.
Nigga in the back here. Hey, leave him alone. That's the big homie. He's sleepy. But this is a comedy club. You can't sleep here. He can sleep wherever he wants. I was like, you know what? You're a gangster. I'm not. Jang, that guy. But when I pulled it this time, the whole goddamn ceiling fan came down.
Oh, no.
The whole ceiling fan comes down in the middle of my set.
Oh, no.
He's still asleep.
He ain't woke up yet.
Woke up for shit. This nigga is out of it. So I said, okay. Everybody just stay calm. Stay calm. The owner. Lady walks up to the stage. She was like, come pick this up. Baby, you're going to pay for this. You're going to pay for this. I was like, okay. I get it.
It's number $50. It's a ceiling fan.
It's a living room ceiling fan. And the crowd laughed. Yeah, I said, you can call it what you want. This is a living room ceiling fan.
I got you.
And while we at it, this ain't really a comedy club.
Right here.
This is a mechanic shop. This shop was a mechanic.
What did you give it to right there?
There's an oil stain right there. If you pull that rug up, I guarantee you it's a goddamn oil stain right there. This ain't what it is. Can y'all believe that? She gonna charge me for the thing. So somebody was like, we gonna cover it. I was like, we gonna cover. So I started a bid. I said, man, who gonna put $5 on it? I got five over here looking for 10. Anybody got 10? I got 10 over there looking for 15. Looking for 15 over here looking for 20. 20 over here looking for 15. We got 50. I ended up raising $100. Kept the 50. Gave up 50. And goddamn it, got out of there. Scott, dog, listen to me. One of the funnest, scariest shows ever, right? So I said, hey, man, I had a good time tonight, man. Y'all had a good time? He's like, yeah. Nigga wakes up. Yeah. Hey, nigga, you just got here.
You ain't seen shit.
You ain't even been here. You been in your REM sleep all night.
You been somewhere else.
Where you been? Nigga, what were you dreaming about, nigga? Because your head was back and your mouth was open. What was going on with you? You you don't know if I'm wild.
You have no idea.
You just got here.
You just got here. Just walked in.
I said, tell me what happened. You making a laugh. I said, yeah, you got the mouse making a laugh. That's good job. Very good, big homie, big sleepy homie. You don't know what happened?
Man, that's hilarious,
man! But one of the best times I had in a hood room. Listen, people, this is Did You Miss Me? We're gonna pay a couple of bills, and we'll be right back with more stories for you.
Life hasn't been easy lately, but looking, feeling, and smelling your best doesn't have to be hard. With a short quiz, Hawthorne makes grooming for the modern guy almost effortless. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to fit your unique profile. First, you take their quiz, and they ask me things like, "What kind of work I did, what I did for play, as well as what kind of scents I like, if I was more of a floral person or a woodsy person." It was actually really easy. And at the end, I got an essentials bundle with all the products tailored to my body type and lifestyle. Some of the products I got were shampoo, conditioner, deodorant. I also received lotion. All of these things tailored to my own smell, as well as cologne for both work and play. Hawthorne takes the risk out of shopping for personal care by giving you your free shipping on your order and returns. If you don't like your products, they'll even tailor them for your for you based on your feedback. With high-quality self-care products tailored specifically to your needs from Hawthorne, looking your best has never been easier. Take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine by calling by going to hawthorne.co and using the promo code DYMM to get 10% off your first purchase. That's hawthorne.co, promo code DYMM. Hawthorne.co, promo code DYMM for your first 10% off.
And we are back. Like I told you, I was coming back. Some of y'all thought, look, y'all be thinking we're going to cancel the show in the middle of this shit. Some of y'all.
They be thinking we're going to leave and not come back.
Some of y'all be thinking, like, them niggas ain't going to come back. They still going to go on a commercial break. They ain't the Manscaped shit. Are they going to come back after Manscaped? Niggas probably won't even
come back. We got to get y'all your products, man.
They don't even want to leave. They watching everything. They think we're not going to come back.
Because, man, it just, like, you got to think, like, the shit that we see and go through just be shit that people don't normally see, man.
Yeah.
It's just, like, that's where this where people stop believing the story comes from, because they really don't believe what I be saying. It's like, this nigga got to be lying. But no.
I want to do an episode. I just want to sit down and talk about the church.
That's it.
I don't want to do nothing but just take me to that church with little damn fools.
I'm going to take one. Okay, so one of these episodes, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to take you through the whole structure of the church.
Listen.
How the houses were set up, where he had the whole stand.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you everything. It was a full on pimp operation. But let's stay on the same track for right now because I got to get this out.
Go ahead.
So we talking about hood room.
Yes.
Doing what we do, we definitely see a lot of hood ass spots. You know what I'm saying? That we encounter. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen some of the craziest shit, especially being in Chicago. But one time I'm doing a show in Minnesota. Possibly. I think it was Minnesota. So I get there. Now, you always can tell when a nigga is a drug dealer from like the 80s, early 90s. Because everything matched. I'm talking about this nigga came out, yellow hat, yellow shirt, yellow jeans, yellow pants, yellow
that nigga.
Yellow shoes, yellow laces, yellow socks.
Ah!
Like this nigga was, like everything was red and yellow. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was his team he fucked with.
They went together. They all match everything.
Or if he just liked Hulk Hogan. I don't know why he had on so much red and yellow. But he was red and yellow from head to tizzle. Everything. Even the headband up under the yellow hat. He had a red headband up under the yellow hat. He went all the way with it. So I'm like, okay, Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know what the fuck going on. But
like a Kansas City Chief.
The nigga calls us to do the show. I get down and do the show. Now, I knew before I got there he was a drug dealer. You know how I knew?
How?
I'm glad you asked. Can I use that?
Yes, you can.
I'm glad you asked, because I thought you wasn't going to ask.
Right.
I really wanted you to ask. You know how I know?
Oh.
Because the niggas entertainment company was called No Bacon Soda Entertainment. I said, we all going to jail. That's an indictment waiting to happen. No Bacon Soda Entertainment. What else could you possibly be doing but selling dope?
Hey, police. Guess what I do? I didn't think you'd know. Boy!
Boy, we know exactly what
you do. Boy, we know exactly what the hell you do. You sell dope. I never think of selling dope.
I get down there to do the show, right? So I get there. Now, the nigga has an assistant, right? I know off top he's fucking an assistant. you talking to a player,
right?
Like don't try to, like, you ain't got a lot of me,
right?
Yeah, you know it's my little assistant, man. My wife think we be fucking, so I be having these little issues. But you know everything cool. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I said, why would I have something to worry about? Like you got me thinking I got something to worry about.
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
I immediately think I have something to worry about now, fam. So
he got nothing to worry about.
So listen. I'm in the car with him and the little assistant, right? He going to pick up the little assistant. He give me the spiel on the way over there. So he go pick up. He basically trying to tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? If you see some shit, keep quiet. I'm right. Like, nigga, you got the right nigga. Right. So we ride. Get to the house. You know what I'm saying? Do the show. The nigga, at the end of the show, brings me the money. Now, at this point, here's where people stop believing the story. Because it's all downhill from here. Because even the way, you could just tell, I'm like, this nigga just got out. Because you can always tell a nigga just got out because he always dressed like the last year he was out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this nigga was definitely dressed circa 2001. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Nelly with the headband. Oh, yeah. And the hat to, it, like, yeah. The nigga wanted to wear a wristband so bad, but his wife said, take that damn wristband off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you not finna hoop today. So
you don't even play basketball.
Take it off. So he in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay. The nigga walks over to me at the end of the show and hands me a paper bag folded over. I'm getting paid $2,000. He hands me $2,000 in all fives, ones, and tens.
Dope money.
Dope money.
Dope money.
I said, are you going to at least try to mask any of this shit? Like,
a crackhead just gave him those dollars.
No bacon soda entertainment, and you give me a paper bag with money in it wrapped up.
In the smallest denomination that the dollar.
Hand me the bag. I said, God. All right. Okay. Put the shit in my pocket. We leave. You know what I'm saying? The next day, I gotta go to the crib. So I'm sitting, chilling, waiting at the hotel. So first, the nigga he called me. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my wife finna come get you and take you to breakfast. I was like, okay. So he come and get me. Now. Oh, I forgot the part. At the show, his wife is in the front row, right? The assistant / bitch is right in the front row, but a couple seats over. The
assistant
they
bitch.
Both got the assistant bitch. They both got little entourages with them. They are both battling during the show. They're battling each other through the comedians, though. Who gonna out heckle this nigga? And it's like, oh my God, shit. I'm watching comedians nosedive. Boom. Like, niggas is dying hard. Because that's right, because bitches don't be lying. Bitches be all in your man's face. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, because bitches don't be taking care of their man. They having a whole argument. Through.
This is like, internal.
This is
This has nothing to do with me.
This doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with what's happening. Sweet Baby Keto on stage, like, what the fuck is happening right now? I'm like, I'm feeling bad. Like, damn, she can't even get her jokes out because these niggas, I'm talking about, they are arguing through their heckles at the comedian. Like, they agreeing with her, but it's throwing everything off. Yeah, that's right, girl, because bitches will be fucking your man and acting like they ain't all in your house and shit. He's like, I'm like, God. Yeah. I said, man, please somebody get a hold of this shit before I get on stage because I don't want nothing to do with this. I get up there, I do my shit. I don't have no problems. I don't really have an issue until the end of the show when it's picture taking time. Like, because now, you know, I'm taking pictures with the assistant bitch. You know what I'm saying? The wife bitch come out. Come on, damn fool. Take a picture with the head bitch in charge. I was like, okay, here we go.
Flex.
The bitch with the money. I said, oh. Take the picture. Next morning, they pick me up. We go to breakfast. We had breakfast at the big plush hotel downtown. The nigga got long money now. We at the plush hotel downtown. He got loan money, but he's still living like it's 2001. Like, he got a Cadillac Escalade. You know, he is stuck in 01 like a motherfucker, G. So he one of them niggas that hit that boom in 98. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you can tell he started in like 84. Because he was an older nigga, you know what I'm saying? But he lasted through the times, you know what I'm saying? He one of them niggas. He just got locked up. He probably just did about 7, you know what I'm saying? So we got niggas, this nigga say, we sitting there talking, he like, yeah, man, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you off over here to mama and let mama take you to the house. Let mama take you to the airport, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, we getting real close to the time that it's time for me to go. I'm running damn near almost late. And the reason why I'm running late is because he's trying to time out the side bitch showing up and the wife. Because we had lunch, we had brunch, kinda.
Right.
Yes, we somewhere in between there with the wife. But the side bitch on her way. to pick me up and take me to the airport. He don't want them to cross paths. So the wife is trying to get me to come to the house. She wants to show me the house. He's trying to get me to go to the airport with the side bitch. He's trying to get this shit worked out because he's trying to go with the wife. The side bitch wants him to go wherever the fuck she trying to get him to go. The wife wants him to go to the house. He trying to work this shit out. Right. I'm about to miss my flight. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody giving a fuck about what damn food got to do. Nobody cares about my flight, DD.
About the shit?
At all.
Right.
So, he like, all right, cool. I'm finna, he say, fool, I'm gonna have, just wait here. And I'm gonna take, like, cause there's like a slight tug of war going on.
How much time you got to the flight?
I probably got an hour and a half.
How far are you from the
probably airport? It's a small area, so I'm not far.
Okay, but so you got an hour ahead.
Cause he keep reminding me, hey, don't trip. You got time. You gonna be all right. I'm like, I don't want to say too much. I'm completely the fuck somewhere else. I don't know. Right. I can't say shit. I can't do nothing. I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? So he goddamn it say, man, just wait the room. Hey, fool, look, let me handle this right here. Just wait the room and blah blah blah. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I go get in the car. You know what I'm saying? I get in the car. I mean, I go outside in the front. He come outside. He's like, just wait back at your room, bro. She going to be here to get you. You going to be all good. I got to take wifey to the crib, man. And I got to get out of here before Shorty get here. You know what I mean? Like, you saw the bullshit last night. I said, hey, man, it's all good.
You saw the bullshit last night.
It's all good, bro. So I go back to my room. Shorty get there. She late. I get in the car. We ride. He calls her while we ride. Now, while we riding, she talking all this shit to me about him and the wife. And yeah, the assistant bit running shit down to me. And he said, blah, 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 blah. I set her straight immediately. Look, let me tell you something. You came out here on some sad bitch shit. What makes you think you're going to move up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to play. You need to either shut the fuck up and play your position or move the fuck on. If you don't like the way it's going, go find somebody else. I said, but if he take the shit you just told me, the story about how this nigga took you up from nothing, just taking care of you and blah, blah, blah. If he's still doing all that and keeping you together, he had a wife when you met him, bitch. Either you're going to play the game or you're going to move the fuck on.
Great advice.
So, and plus, I'm not finna be talking to you about this shit. You're not finna keep talking about this nigga to me this whole ride. Shut the fuck up and play your part. Just what you got into. Period. She straighten up, started driving. Oh,
10 and 2, bitch.
She tell me, you know, I appreciate you setting me straight. All right, whatever. She pull up at his mama house. Not to the airport.
How much time you got left?
I probably got 45 minutes left at this point. Oh, my gosh.
Do you have TSA pre-check?
I don't have none of that.
Shit! At this point, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, it's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible.
He's got 45 minutes to get to the airport and get on a flight. You got to be at the boarding area 15 minutes before them bitches get out of there.
Exactly. I don't care that the airport is 15 minutes away. It don't matter.
I don't care.
It don't matter. Oh, man, shit, you only need about 20 minutes to get through security, man. You get right to the gate. Bruh, all right, listen, I'm on my way there to pick you up. I said, what? Yeah, man, bitch is tripping. I'm about to, hey, man, when I get there, I'm finna beat that bitch ass. I said, her ass after you take me to the airport.
I got 45 minutes.
I don't have ass beat that.
No, that's not.
He pulls up. When he pulls up, his nephew and a bunch of niggas pull up. You know what I'm saying? Now he has to settle a dispute in the hood between his nephew, the young niggas that's coming up, and the old niggas that was left when he left, and blah, blah, blah. And there's the young niggas.
This is a whole nother.
The young nigga and the young nigga getting into it too. So now they out. He has to go over here and settle a whole dispute that is damn near turning into a shootout. Everybody out here is family. But niggas is not trying to hear. Them young niggas like, look, bruh, fuck that. The other young nigga like, nah, fuck that and that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what I'm going to do. So now it's a whole situation. So then that clears up. They take off. He clear that shit up. They all straight up. They hug. Everybody leave. Then now there's a situation going on with this little niece and her baby daddy, because her baby daddy did some fuck shit, and he wants her to ride to Vegas to do some other shit. She don't want to go to Vegas. She wants to go to Vegas, but the grandma won't keep the baby. So she pissed because the grandma won't keep the baby. She talking shit because the grandma won't keep the baby. Finally, this nigga come over there. Hey, fool, I'm finna take you to the airport right now. All right, bro.
Your flight leave in 6 minutes.
He snatched the assistant bitch inside. All I hear, a whole bunch of barking. You know what I'm saying? He come back out. She come out here, down, walking behind him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, fool. Hey, look, Granny. Hey, mama. Drop food off at the airport.
I thought God she was going damn, he didn't pass
you. You could have told. At this point, I am a whole flea flicker. Like
they didn't pass you off to his mama.
We in the Wildcat office at this point. We doing the end around. You know what I'm saying? The wide receiver, you go the quarterback gonna hand it off to the wide receiver. He gonna come right to the other wide receiver. He gonna come right there. That nigga gonna stop and throw it to the nigga. That's where we at now. I'm like, God damn. So finally, I get in the car with mama. Mama like, baby, I'm sorry. They out here doing all this shit, and you need to go where you got to go. This is fucked up. So we get in the car. I'm like, oh, okay. We about to pull out. The granddaughter come back outside. She like, look, I need to make this trip with him so we go get this money. Can you keep the baby, please? She's like, look, I told you already. I'm not keeping the damn baby. You always trying to run off and leave the goddamn baby with me.
It's in the middle of this
me.
Bullshit.
So I'm like, shit.
Okay. This nigga is in the heart of some bullshit. Family bullshit.
Finally. We getting ready to pull off.
What is the entertainer doing over at the promoter's girlfriend house?
Why am I there? Why am I at his mama's house? Why am I at his mama's house?
When has Steve Harvey ever been at the drug dealer
mama
girlfriend
house.
Mama? Lord.
Why am I here?
You kidnapped.
Mama about to pull out. She put the truck in reverse. She going backwards. The granddaughter like, this is why I can't stand your fat ass. She said, bitch, I know the fuck you didn't. Throw that bitch in park and hit the gas. Went up on the curb into the grass. The granddaughter literally had to dive out of the fucking way not to get hit by this Escalade truck. Because he got Escalade. His mama got Escalade. The little girl got Escalade. Everybody got Escalade, nigga. She tries to kill her granddaughter.
And you're in this city to do what again?
I'm here to do a comedy show.
Okay,
sir.
Okay, that's what I thought you were there for. Okay.
I'm here to do a comedy show, and I am in the front seat of a motherfucking vehicle that has just been turned into a weapon. I have just been an accomplice to attempted vehicular homicide. Attempted vehicular homicide. I was part of that.
This is Love and Hip Hop, y'all.
Yeah.
They got you.
She tries to hit her, misses. Bags up, says, no bitch, gonna tell me. I jump out and beat your ass. She jumps out the car, takes two swings. Pow, pow. Gave her two. Mouthpiece. Ming, ming. Little girl, go back. She probably about 18, 19, maybe. She, wow, wow. I can't believe you hit me. Bitch, I was finna kill you with the car. And she jumps back in the car, put that bitch in reverse, pulls the fuck out, and takes me to the airport. I get to the airport.
Oh, you didn't miss that flight. That flight
it's
gold.
Over.
That flight
it's
gold.
Over. It's over. It is now.
That flight gold.
I get there at the time it's taking off. I'm watching it.
It's out of there.
Yeah, that's it right there, 747.
Yeah.
Flight 181. That's it. Yeah. So she calls him. Now, all this shit that happened, and you fucking around with that bitch, your fucking funk-ass daughter, because it's his daughter that she going to get in, all this shit happening. Your funk-ass daughter, I should have killed the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Now, the boy that missed his flight. Now, you go in and book this boy another flight. I'm finna bring him back to the house. I said, no.
No, don't you go back to the
you going to leave me at this goddamn airport. Yeah. What you going to do? She said, baby, the flight ain't till 9 o'clock tonight.
I'll wait.
It is 11:30. I said, I don't give a fuck.
Wait, I ain't going back to Jerry Springer. I ain't going back to house.
I'm gonna wait them 8 hours until that flight playing, ma'am. She said, I'm finna bring him back to the.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell that man
don't
that.
Don't tell him that. I said, just tell him to book the flight. I'm gonna stay here and chill. I got Netflix. I'm gonna watch a little TV over phone. She said, well, baby, let me take you to lunch or something. Let me take you get something to eat. So she take me to the little restaurant her friend owned. We get some food. And she sit there and talk to him. And she tell me how she gonna kill this little bitch when she get back. I'm trying to talk her down. Like, mama, don't kill her, mama. She's young. She don't know no better.
Kill this little bitch, man. That is hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Did You Miss Me? Again, we got to pay these bills. We can't just be sitting up here telling all these goddamn fabulous ass stories and not paying some bills. And you guys supporting like you have been doing.
It's like a comedy show, nigga. 2-drink minimum.
Bam. I like that. We'll be right back. Did You Miss Me?
Hey, fellas, did you realize that 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time that they are 35? Or that there are more than 50 million men in the U.S. suffering from male pattern baldness right now? Or how about this? Here's a fun fact. There are only 2 ingredients that are FDA approved to prevent hair loss, and our sponsors over at Keeps offers both.
Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. With convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months, you don't even have to leave your home anymore. They also provide low-cost treatments that start at just $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions. With discreet packaging and proven results, Keeps has more 5-star ratings than any of its competitors. Now, I know some of y'all are sitting there like, damn fool, why are you talking to us about hair loss prevention when you have a whole head full of hair? But see, that's the thing. It's not called get backs. It's called keeps. So you're supposed to catch it before you lose it. You know what I'm saying? I seen my hair thinning a little bit around the front. I immediately called Keeps because prevention is the key. I started the treatments. The treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months to see results. So I acted fast. And you should too. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps, KEEPS.com/DYMM to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's Keeps, KEEPS.com/DYMM to get your first month free.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Did You Miss Me? Fool, that's hilarious. It's just hilarious. Now, fool, what I'm going to tell you is probably going to upset one or two.
Hey, man, if we don't do that, then we ain't working. We ain't waking.
Now, you know, you remember CeCe. Y'all remember CeCe. CeCe was a friend of the podcast.
A friend of ours.
Friends, I was with her when she got her ass done.
That's how you speak in mob terms.
I was with her when she got her ass done. She got her ass. You got a new ass. It's a brand new ass. And still got the barcode on it. It's new. She got a new ass.
Hey, wait. I want to say just two things and then we'll let you go. Yeah. It's real quick. Yeah. First of all, did you know that there's a procedure to get your toes shortened?
Oh, you can knock it off.
No. I literally talked to somebody the other day. I was like, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm in the Dominican Republic. You're getting my toes short.
It all happens in the Dominican.
I said, what? How long are your toes that they need to be shortened? I had to Google this to see what it was.
What is that procedure? They got to take the whole toe.
Procedure they got to take some shorten of the toe. Your toes. Also, did you know that there's
these
a
are fool facts, by the way. These are fool facts.
You can look these up, people. These fool are facts you can look up. Did you know that you can have your, there's a surgery that some women do to have their asshole moved.
Like, oh, you're an asshole adjustment.
An asshole adjustment. It's like not in the right place, so I want
my ass up higher. The hole is too low.
Look, listen, I want it. Get just, the ass can you tune it up just a little bit?
You move it about like a quarter inch. Look, move my asshole up a quarter inch. Right there. That's right there. Right. And go and tighten it. Tighten it up too. You can tighten the ass up a little bit. Yeah. If you're already in there.
I mean, you're in there.
You're in there already. Just, go and tighten it up. Really?
Yes, you can have shorten your toes. You can shorten your toes and lift your asshole. Asshole moved up or down or a little over to the right if you want to.
You can align your ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had
that's
to.
That's great. Like, that was great information. You can actually align your ass.
Because there's somebody right now whose asshole is not.
Somebody saying, you know what? My ass always, I never thought it was centered correctly.
You know what? And if you're out there right now,
yeah,
and you're not happy with where your asshole is, you give us a call. 323-385-9734.
We'll get somebody.
I refer you to somebody that can move your ass around.
You hold tight. That's an asshole mover en route to you.
Hold your ass tight.
Yeah, hold your ass tight.
We'll get somebody over there to you.
You goddamn right. We'll get over there to you. And you're right. The Dominican Republic is where it all goes down.
It all goes down.
I'll never forget. This is when I knew something was about. I was flying back from the DR. And I saw a bunch of girls, and all these girls had these big-ass donut pillows. And I was like, what the fuck is going on with the donut? Everybody got the donut pillows.
Everybody went swimming?
Everybody. The big fluffy pillows that they wear on the plane.
But these bitches got inner tube.
But it looks like an inner tube, but it's a pillow. And they got to sit on it because it's that ass. They got that ass tender. You got a tender ass. Your ass is, you can't do nothing with that ass. You can't do nothing with that ass. Dog, let me tell you, them girls, they was on my plane. This is how they flew back from the DR. All of them.
Hey, y'all see that sacrifice he's taking right now?
6 hours.
That boy just put that foot on him.
6 hours, ass duty. The whole time.
They on the flight like this.
I'm sitting in the seat behind a girl. She faced like that with me the whole time. We looking at each other the whole goddamn flight. So I said, we might as well just talk. What happened? She said, I got my ass done. I said, oh, I didn't know what. She got her ass done. She cocked up, and she was just sitting there. And she was like, "I'm sorry, you know."
That
like,
no, ass tender.
We sat there, dog. We sat on that 8-hour flight and talked. We talked. So I remember that how she was feeling. Oh. So when Sissy was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get my ass done," I was like, "Okay, cool. I don't think you need to get your ass done, but if you think you need another ass, go and get you another ass." That's your ass. You know, you gonna
show ass if you don't like it. Who am I to tell you that is right?
Okay. So she wanna get a new ass, and I'm like, "All right, cool, get your new ass." She's like, "All right, we're gonna go to Miami to get my ass." "All right, cool, we're gonna go to Miami to get your ass." I'm like, "Listen, I don't know nothing about this. You know what I mean? I don't know nothing about this, so we're gonna have to bring somebody else that's more qualified. I don't know nothing. I talked to a little girl on the plane for 8 hours about her ass, but I don't know really what this is." So she calls up a homegirl. She calls up a homegirl, Erica. Now, Erica, New Orleans, born and raised New Orleans.
And had two asses.
She got an ass. She know all about this. She went and got an ass. She know about this. She got a brand new ass too. So she good to go. Now, she flashy. She really died because she's a jeweler. She be diamond up. She very motherfucking flashy. Cool as fuck. So bring Erica with her because Erica's not only is a homegirl, but she's actually a combat medic in the U.S. Army. She was a combat medic.
So if something go wrong,
she know what the fuck is going on. Plus, you got to have somebody there. I don't know nothing.
Give me 20 cc's of Valium.
I don't know nothing. I'll fuck around and give you too much dope. Now, your ass is your last words. The ass is the last of your words. So, get to Miami. She do the pre-op shit. Cool. She's ready to go. Take her to the clinic. Bam. She's in there. Me, Erica drop her off. We go back to the hotel room. We sit back laughing, smoking. You know what I mean? They're going to give us a call back. They're going to give us a call when she's ready. Now, we dropped her off at 10 that morning. Right? So, around 4 o'clock that afternoon, we forgot because we've been high. We forgot that girl was come getting her ass done. We forgot this girl was over there getting her whole ass done. We don't even know this. So she says, "Wait a minute, what time is it?" I was like, "I don't know." She's like, "Did you get a phone call?" I said, "No, they don't have my number. They got your number." She looked at the phone. Nobody, no, I don't have nothing. So I was like, "Fuck it, we got to call them. We have to call them." Call her. She said, "Hey, guys are looking for Cece." "Yeah, she's been here. I've been calling you guys for her." It was like, "Oh shit." Now we're about 15 minutes from the spot. Now she probably in pain. She ain't had her medication yet. So she going through. We over there bullshit.
Hopping to smoking and laughing.
Smoking and laughing, having a good time. This girl asshole getting tanked out. Finally, we get an Uber. We get over to the spot. We get to the spot. Walk to the nurse. This is how she show up. We at a hospital. We at a regular motherfucking clinic. She got a fur coat on. This was the Erica Showbiz. Fur coat on with the fur, the halfway fur where you can see the ass, some tights, all her jewelry, everything. Got rings on her thumbs in this bitch. Iced the fuck out.
Iced out.
She walked through that bitch like a madam. Her hair motherfucking flowing. She walked through that and she was like, "Who's in charge?" And she just looked like motherfucking somebody need to tend to this woman.
Right.
So the woman, she says, "I'm looking for my friend Cece." She was like, "Oh, we called you like 2 hours ago for." She's like, "Oh my God." She said, and Erica, she pissed. She's like, "I didn't see no phone call. Bring my friend." She's getting loud. "Oh no. Oh no. That's Sinbad. That's all it was?
LA.
Okay, let that thing go.
That's what happens, people.
Don't let that thing go. Right in the middle of the set.
Let's just hope that was the end of it." Yeah. I hope that's the small.
I felt something. I was just like.
I was like, I thought it was a truck was going by. I was like, you know. I never like.
I felt that, but I questioned myself.
I was like, maybe a truck went by. But
I said, maybe it's a pill I took early this morning.
When nobody else says anything, I usually just be like,
"Okay,
okay." I know somebody heard that fart noise, but I'm just not going.
So, let's get Sinbad off the ground. I don't want to get.
Yeah, we don't want to do.
Let's get him out of there. That's just not right. Right there. No, it looked like he dead. Okay. Dead. Just looked like he was dead.
It do look like a memorial show.
Yeah,
the services behind him, the candle.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, don't put him up there.
Shit.
Don't forget. All right. Now. My dad had them clouds.
My dad had them clouds. Hey, man, so, get my daddy out them clouds. Get my daddy out them goddamn clouds.
Get my daddy out the clouds.
So, I fucking Eric love and this show. Fucking shining on these hoes, talking loud, getting people's attention. The nurse says, wait right here, we'll be right back. We're waiting like 10 minutes. Finally, nurse comes back out, got a lady in the wheelchair. Erica said, who the fuck is this? She done wheeled a white woman in. She done wheeled a whole new white woman in there that got her ass done. She said, who the fuck is this lady? She said, this is not your friend. She said, I don't know this bitch. I do not know this bitch. Listen, if you guys did something, she's probably in pain. Who is this white woman? Where's my friend? She is losing.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to keep my composure. This is funny as shit.
I would have fell out.
How do you lose a whole patient in an ass job? You done lost a whole patient in an ass job. Finally, they bring her out. It was like, when last time? She said, when last time? And CeCe doped up. She doped up. She's on the pillow. She got to sit on the pillow. She doped up. She was like, when last time you know? She said, I know I'm in so much pain. She said, all right, bitch, you got to tough it out. You got to tough it out. We got to get in this Uber. We're going to get you back. Get in the Uber. Get back. Now, I can't stay but one more day. I got to get out of there. I got some shit to do. I got to get out of there.
Where are y'all at?
In Miami.
Okay.
We're in Miami. So we get back to the hotel. She says, listen, I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to take care of you. But, bitch, you're getting on my nerves already. Very straightforward. It's very straightforward. She didn't have the surgery before. So she said, listen, she gave her a little bell. A little. She said, just ring the bell if you need me.
No, that was the wrong thing. Why you do that? You don't get no sick motherfucker no bell?
Because she be working with her headphones on.
Okay.
Making jewelry.
Okay.
So, with a bell. I'm saying, I can't do nothing with the bell. I can't do nothing but pray with you. Nothing.
I could just be there for you.
That's all I could do.
Oh, your hand like
that. It's like every 15 minutes. Ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ling-a-ling-a-ling. So this goes on for half the day. She can't take it. She's frustrated. Erica has not been smoking. She's mad. She's mad as fuck. She finally snapped. She said, listen, you're going to have to toughen up, bitch. I had the same procedure, and I was sucking dick the very next day. Wow. I don't know if I was supposed to hear that, but I heard it. I fucking heard that. I heard it.
Nigga called the ghost.
Nigga, I get my shit together. I leave. I fly back to L.A. She stays there a few more days. She's on a flight back, coming back from Miami to L.A. And she's on a FaceTime with me. And she was like, yeah, you know, I got it. She getting wheeled. She getting wheeled. And she got the little donut thing. So, yeah, this plane flight is going to be hard. I said, yeah. I know that shit. I know what that's about. I know all about that shit. I've seen that in action. She said, I don't know how I'm going to fly. I said, I do. I know exactly how you're going to fly.
Exactly how you're going to fly.
You fly on your knees. You're going to fly out in front of the skies on your knees. She said, yeah, I probably will. She get on the plane. She look around. She said, I said, let me see who's on the plane. It's like five of them goddamn girls with them pillows. Five of them. They pill it up. I see them all. And I look them dead in their eyes and I said, did you miss me? God damn. Took you around the world and dropped y'all ass off. Drop your ass off. Perfect. Perfect. Hey, this has been another fabulous episode of the number one storytelling podcast in the world. Did you miss me? I'm D-Lay.
It's your boy, Damn Fool.
We're going to see y'all next time.